What time is it? You're trying to get me into trouble.
Yeah, well, if he turns up, he can go back home. Right up.
Hey, Jake.
Raymond.
Morning, Gil.
Thought you were on holidays. Is everything...
Love is blind, Ray. We're building a honeymoon resort, not the Palazzo de fucking Gucci.
Yeah, I know, Gil.
Good bed to fuck on. The rest doesn't matter. What's this about designer fittings? It'll not be too late to retract.
Well, I got them down to your target price.
I tell you, Ray, in 6 months' time, the couple's rooting in the jacuzzis won't know the pains we went through for this swamp. All right, get on with it.
All right, so it's just a square?
To start with, but I want you to do the whole song.
It's a decent whack of concrete.
Come on, I'll show you.
So you're cutting deals now, mate. It's a bit of a surprise. You're saving up for something special.
So this stays between us, obviously.
Yep.
Listen, Barney, you said 30 grand kicks back to me. Is that cash?
Yep.
Hey, Charlie.
G'day, boss.
40. Make it 40 and I'll award you the contract right here.
Oh, Wendy, I'll pick up those towels tomorrow on the way in.
Okay, great. Thank you.
There you are. I've been calling. Have you had your phone off?
No, I had a meeting.
Dinner at Jake and Jenny's tonight.
Oh, okay.
Ray?
Yeah?
Since when do you do your own washing? Found this at the bottom of your closet.
Hello?
Hello? Just me, babe. How's your day? You right in there? What are you doing?
What?
I said, what are you doing?
How's Mum?
Yeah, she's fine. Kept her company till your sister came home.
Righto. I'm gonna have a shower.
What happened to your hand?
Oh, yeah. Just a bit of mischief.
G'day. Is this your dog?
Yeah, mate, yeah.
It is?
Yeah.
No.
Where was he?
Oh, he was in the backyard. He must have taken a swim. I'm Ray Yale, by the way.
Yeah, Ray. Great to meet you. How you going?
Not too bad. I'm just across the river.
Oh, good on you.
All right. All yours.
All right. Well, thanks, mate. Must have got out of the side or something.
Yeah, no worries.
Yeah, cheers.
Who's that?
Why didn't you answer it?
I was out in the back.
Blokes here, you want to put some food on for us?
It's not my fault you got a fucking match.
Mm-hmm, I'll be there in a sec.
Good on you.
For fuck paying someone to go down and have a look, what do they charge you? $1,000?
Right?
All I'm saying is, you could have one to keep for the same price.
What, a fucking shark or a shark cage?
No, a shark cage. car.
What, so you're saying you're just going to make it out of your standard everyday hardware door, mate?
Not screen front, no. Security doors, high-grade security doors. You weld four of them together. Now, those things will keep a great white out easy.
Yeah, mate, because the last one with a couple of fucking great whites got to get through my fucking front door, mate. Fixed them right up, I've got to tell you.
It would. Fuck spending that 2 days, two nights. No fucking way. For the same price, you can have a shark cage for life.
You just take your caravan down there.
This is Guy Eddie and his friend Leonard. Whenever they're around, there is always something going on. But it's never been this big.
What are you talking about?
Close your eyes. Keep them closed.
No.
There's 50 times that... We have to take it, Ray. We have to take it.
What?
You do it. One night when we're out and then we go. Or I go, you follow later when it's safe.
Hang on, where did you get it from?
Think about it. It's cash. It can't be decent.
Which is why taking it is a bad idea.
What if you ransack the place?
I can't ransack your place.
Well, then we get someone else to do it.
Oh.
I know we can find someone like that.
Well, no, it's not just that. It's just that, you know, I mean, you'd have to burn the place down if you really wanted this money to disappear. Hey, I'm joking.
I'm not.
Carla.
Ray, can't you see? This is our chance.
Carla, you're talking about a really serious crime.
Well, it's not like we would be hurting anybody.
What? Carla, no.
God. It's all talk, isn't it?
What is?
You and me going away and leaving your wife.
No, that's not right,
no,
Carla.
It's all bullshit.
If this is about money...
It's not about money. I want you to do something. Something. Because for months it's been... Not now. We can't go yet. Just wait a little bit longer.
Carla, wait. Look, wait, Carla. What you're suggesting is...
Says he got 24 hours to live. And the guy says, well, what the bloody hell's the good news? The doctor says, you see that young receptionist there on your way in? The guy says, yeah. The good news is, I'm fucking her.
That's a good one.
And guess what, Ray? You see that young receptionist in there? The good news is...
What about Lauren?
It's just a bit of fun.
Yeah. So, did you get the check okay?
Yep.
Good, yeah. Look, what's the possibility of me getting some of my cut up front on this?
How much are we talking here, right?
Well, all of it if possible. But, you know, half or, Well, yeah, half.
You're always the quiet ones, huh? Yeah, no, you're sweet.
Right.
I'll come by your office, yeah?
Thanks, mate.
So there's your problem, mate.
What?
See this crack?
Yeah.
Well, I don't stock these, but I can order one in for you. Have it back in operation for you by Friday. Well?
Well, what?
Would you like me to go ahead and order it, or...?
No, I'd like you to be able to fix things like that on the spot, like you're supposed to.
Hey, man.
Well, that doesn't answer my question.
Yes, make it. And, mate, don't leave your ute just sitting there blocking everything.
Sorry about that.
Tyler, it's me. We need to talk about this.
What are you doing, Ray?
I'm outside the house. Listen, I am doing something. I've been getting some money together so that
Ray,
we can...
please don't call me.
Carla, wait. You...
G'day. Where are you going?
Not bad.
These old tricks again, eh?
Yeah.
Okay, let's have some bullshit dog food at your house.
Yeah, that's true.
Breakdown off for the road.
Hey, why don't you try closing the side gate? I don't live in a tent.
Alright. Cheers.
G'day, mate. I'm gonna miss you.
I know someone who can help us.
Forget it, mate.
No, I'm serious.
Go home.
No, I'll do it. We can take the money. But if we're going to do it, I just need to know that. Are you sure? Chris.
Hey, Chris?
Alright. Sit down. Wipe the guilty look off your face.
Relax, it's just lunch with friends. We're all friends of Roger's, huh? Let me talk you through it. First, we don't talk about this or that out loud or to anybody else. Right, whatever happens here stays with us, you understand? Right, second, once it's done, you wipe it away. It never happened, we never met. Say yes, Chris, or not, or say something.
Sorry.
Yeah. No. Pass it over. Anyone else got the number? Haven Cove. Is it true what they say about the sharks down there?
Apparently, yeah. I've never seen any.
That's a good drawing. It's pretty good. Strange, isn't it? things we do.
It's all there.
When you'll understand.
Some white wine.
Oh, that sounds great.
Oh, fantastic.
Oh, I'm with my husband and his sister. Thank you.
Yeah, really fantastic.
It's a beautiful day.
So, you've got your blanket
down. I'm going to get out now, so it's really nice to meet you. And
you should go find
Merry Christmas. Yeah. Merry Christmas.
We'll do that.
Keep your eyes on your head.
You'd be a bit helpful, please. You get my phone off the charger and put it in the van. Hold on. I'm gonna take this, put it in the directory and put it on the dash. Come on. Lily. I'm not going to stay and watch, okay, I promise. If you start looking at this thing like something I've got to do, it's going to help me out a lot.
Yeah, can you feed Mars for me? I forgot to do it. Yeah, don't give him the canned shit. There's proper dog meats in the fridge.
Is it fun at your place?
Oh, no, we had a fight. You know what she's like.
No, I'll just make yourself fun. Yeah. All right, see you, Mum.
How is she? Still got the shit?
She's right. It's good going down, at least.
Where are you going?
You've got a pillow in here.
Ray. Ray. Ray.
Sorry, guys, I'm going to have to take this. Hi. Okay.
Chris. Hold on. He's just outside.
Okay, I need you to stop him now.
Okay, but he's going to want to talk to you himself.
No, I don't care about that. Just tell him he has to postpone it.
I'll get him so you two can talk.
No, just tell him.
My son's about to die. Can you please?
Just tell him.
Okay, I'll tell him.
Fuck, I need...
Barney, I hadn't have been fighting with her, none of this would have happened.
I gotta go, Martha.
Oh, here it is. Ray?
This time in Haven Cove. Police are still investigating the cause of the fire. An opposition spokesman today said the government should be taking good
Lily!
Measures to
reduce
the improve on fire safety. Firefighters did their best but were unable to save the property, which was well alight when they arrived. Tragically, an elderly lady lost her life in the blaze, which started while other family members attended local carols by candlelight celebrations. The woman, 62-year-old Gladys Smith, was visiting family for the Christmas period. Also in Haven Cove, police are continuing their investigation into this week's hold-up of an armoured security vehicle outside the Fox Road supermarket complex. Police today released a statement confirming earlier reports that $500,000 was stolen.
Billy.
When the van was stopped by...
Okay, you can come out. You evil fucking dog.
What happened?
What do you mean, what happened?
I called last night. I called and I called it off.
It's a part of the plan.
Oh, yeah,
this isn't what I fucking signed off on, mate. This changes everything.
Wait, listen.
I'm on the phone. Right, tomorrow, like we said.
Wait, you...
What did he say?
He reckons he called it off. Do you fucking believe that? He didn't call, did he?
No.
Well, they went ahead with it anyway.
Why would they do that?
I don't know. I don't know. Carla, listen.
Ray, we have killed someone. We're murderers.
No, we can fix this. I can...
Did they hit the office?
No. The only thing missing is a small generator. The red one. I'd say it was just one bloke.
You think it was an inside job?
Well, whoever it was, looks like he knew what he was after. What do you reckon? Shall I call Miles?
Nah. It's not really worth it, not just for that.
Charlie, when's that truck arriving?
Did you talk to her?
Was it me? Huh? Hey? How much is it?
Half.
It looks like a Y.
Because I called.
You have 1 week. Don't fuck around and I know who you are.
Great. Okay, she'll see you then. Bye. Hi. Leonard. What can I do for you? I was just closing up, so it's something that you needed.
Yeah, I'd like to make an appointment.
Okay.
Maybe I could come in one night after work.
We're open late on Thursdays.
As long as it's you.
Six or 6:30.
Yeah. See you then.
Mm-hmm.
You ready?
Yeah. What is it?
Carla?
He knows the money wasn't in the house. It's not just Craig Gray. I think I know who saw us the other night. That guy, Leonard, he came into the salon yesterday. He was acting all... I don't know. He knows Greg, Ray. What if he says something?
You don't talk to him, okay? Just let me sort it out. I'll handle it.
Thank you.
What?
Such a shame. But they've moved in with his sister.
Didn't they rebuild?
Oh, well, Dale thinks they're under suspicion.
Well, no. Everyone comes under suspicion. With fires, it's just...
Guilty till proven innocent.
It's standard procedure.
Still. Oh, poor Carla. She insists on still coming to work.
Well, that's probably for the best.
Yeah.
So they think it was electrical?
Oh, it was the Christmas tree lights.
Funny thing about Christmas tree lights, actually, you know, they're mostly manufactured in countries where they don't actually celebrate Christmas.
were you doing at my house?
I wasn't at your house.
I saw you at my fucking house. What were you doing there?
Well, what are you doing with the generator?
You think I'm a fucking idiot?
Go home or I'll call the police.
Go ahead. I'm just dying to tell them what I saw the other night. It's got you interested, hasn't it? Dickhead.
Lenny, wait. Wait. Are you blackmailing me?
Get the fuck off me!
Are you in this fight?
What am I?
Carla, hi. Smithy home?
Yeah. Come in.
Get us some rollies.
Sure.
One of the corners is damaged. What's the story?
Huh? Oh, no, it's going to clear. I called the bureau.
It's not the rain I'm worried about. It's the grid.
Yeah, Bunny, how far away, mate? Well, it's just looking a bit ugly here. What's going on?
This Rio's not the right size.
No, fuck that, mate. Get him to pull up some Rio.
Hey, Charlie, pull up some Rio from the breech wing. Bring it down. Come on, all of you.
Not the same size.
No, just do it, will you?
I'm pulling the plug, Ray.
What?
The bloke down south can take it now.
No, no, this will be done in a few minutes.
Mate, a few minutes is going to be a fucking swimming pool.
Jesus, Barney.
You can't keep your shit turning all day, Ray.
Barney!
Okay, Ray. I'm sending these boys home.
Who is this? Is she? Where's Rita?
She's in the shower.
She's in the shower. Oh, fuck, I don't know, mate. How long does the shower take? 5 minutes?
Yeah, I know it was wet, Barney, but it was just a basic...
Yeah, well, you want to go pouring in conditions like...
No, you're an idiot. Just be tearing the whole thing up again. I'm going to have to come back. You know, I've got a bunch of really big jobs on next week, right? It's fucking Christmas time.
Well, I made the decision. I live with it.
Ray, don't tell me how I should run things.
Okay, okay. Just... How soon can we get you back out of here?
Well, it seems we missed our window this week.
You got your cash?
No, no. I need it done this week, not next week.
Sorry, mate. No can
do. Just be ready next time.
Funny.
Hi. Gary.
Ray, hi. Mind if I take a moment of your time here, mate?
No, it's okay, Gary. Just grab a chair. So what can I do for you?
I'm here on a little matter regarding Leonard Long. It's been 4 days since anyone's seen him.
Really?
I had a look about inside his place...
Yeah, any clues?
Just that the guy likes porn. But don't tell anyone. His work manifest says this was the last place he was on the job. Ordered a part for a tip truck.
Yeah, he finished up here Christmas Eve. It was an alternator.
Anything I should know?
Oh, not that I can think of at the moment, but anything comes to mind, I'll let you know.
Might ask around a few of the boys if that's okay.
Oh, yeah, go for it. Yeah.
Talk about dusting off police procedure. I feel kind of bad. It's nice to finally have stuff to do. Bit of a fire, bit of death, now this... Yeah.
Good on you, mate.
Yeah, it's Chris. We need to meet.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Hey, bud.
Hey,
how you going, mate?
Good to see you.
Ray, would you mind grabbing a couple of bottles of champagne from the garage, mate?
Sure.
Thanks. Cheers.
She's a mum's baby when she does that.
Ray, we're in trouble. Greg and Eddie have been to Leonard's. They're on to us, Ray. If Leonard does know something, it's just a matter of time.
No, the police came around. No one's seen him. Everyone just thinks he's taken off.
Why would he take off?
Well, he broke into the site, maybe.
Have you guys seen Mia?
No.
No.
Greg is not going to stop, Ray.
Carla.
I'll get the money and I'll meet you at your office.
Listen to me.
We can be interstate by morning.
I can't. Not yet.
If we don't leave soon, something's going to happen. I know it.
Carla, we should get back.
Five, six, five, four, three, two, one.
looking for a place to live. Well, look no further, friend. Look no further. Ooh, well, I got just a little place for you. Just a little place for you and your woman. Oh, way up there, way up there.
Hello, Mr. Bennett.
Hello, Mrs. Bennett. Hello, Mr. 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 Bennett.
Hello, Mr. Bennett. Hello, Mr. Bennett. Hello, Mr. Bennett. Hello, Mr. Bennett. Hello, Mr. Bennett. Hello, Mr. Bennett. Hello, Mr. Bennett. Hello, Mr. Bennett. Hello, Mr. Bennett. Hello, Mr. Bennett. Hello, Mr. Bennett. Hello, Mr. Bennett. Hello, Mr. Bennett. Hello, Mr. Bennett. Hello, Mr. Bennett. Hello, Mr. Bennett. Hello, Mr. Bennett. Hello, Mr. Bennett. Hello, Mr. Bennett. Hello, Mr. Bennett. Hello, Mr. Bennett. Hello, Mr. Bennett. Hello, Mr. Bennett. Hello, Mr. Bennett. Hello, Mr. Bennett. Hello, Mr. Bennett. Hello, Mr. Bennett. Hello, Mr. Bennett. Hello, Mr. Bennett. Hello, Mr. Bennett. Hello, Mr. Bennett. Hello, Mr. Bennett. Hello, Mr. Bennett. Hello, Mr. Bennett. Hello, Mr. Bennett. Hello, Mr. Bennett. Hello, Mr. Bennett. Hello, Mr. Bennett. Hello, Mr. Bennett. Hello, Mr. Bennett. Hello, Mr. Bennett. Hello, Mr. Bennett. Hello, Mr. Bennett. Hello, Mr. Bennett. Hello, Mr. Bennett. Hello, Mr. Bennett. Hello, Mr. Bennett. Hello, Mr. Bennett. Hello, Mr. Bennett. Hello, Mr. Bennett. Hello, Mr. Bennett. Hello, Mr. Bennett. Hello, Mr. Bennett. Hello, Mr. Bennett. Hello, Mr. Bennett. Hello, Mr. Bennett. Hello, Mr. Bennett. Hello, Mr. Bennett. Hello, Mr. Bennett. Hello, Mr. Bennett. Hello, Mr. Bennett. Hello, Mr. Bennett. Hello, Mr. Bennett. Hello, Mr. Bennett. Hello, Mr. Bennett. Hello, Mr. Bennett. Hello, Mr. Bennett. Hello, Mr. Bennett. Hello, Mr. Bennett. Hello, Mr. Bennett. Hello, Mr. Bennett. Hello, Mr. Bennett. Hello, Mr. Bennett. Hello, Mr. Bennett. Hello, Mr. Bennett. Hello, Mr. Bennett. Hello, Mr. Bennett. Hello, Mr. Bennett. Hello, Mr. Bennett. Hello, Mr. Bennett. Hello, Mr. Bennett. Hello, Mr. Bennett. Hello, Mr. Bennett.
Hello, Mr. Bennett. Hello, Mr. Bennett. Hello, Mr. I thought that you were blackmailing me. I thought it was you. I'm sorry. Why did you let it happen? Why didn't you call it off?
Grid back down, then you can brake.
Pushing on, let's go!
Hi, Barney.
There,
yeah, that's it. That's the last of it. Let's hope we can trust that weather page, eh?
Yep.
Hey, Jay, can you sort that out?
Grab a couple of boys for you.
No worries. Baby's done it again.
We'll need to get the trucks, you know.
Yeah, mate.
Your trucks down and get those fucking cement trucks out of the way.
Come on!
Keep those legs together. Wrap that rim on my call. Right, one, two, three. Okay, get him on the tray. Hold that tight. Got him under there.
It's all right. Hey, boys, they got him. They got him, okay? Let's just move this fucking thing.
Now, this is bullshit.
What, haven't you ever seen anyone get injured before? Huh? Come on, back to work. Well, what do you want me to do? Declare a public fucking holiday?
He's taken care of, for Christ's sake. Back you go. Come on, start this fucking thing.
The fuck's got into you? Jeez, mate.
We've got things to do, okay? Things have got to be fucking done and finished. Concrete's not just going to pour itself, is it? Hey, you, where the fuck do you think you're going? Get back here.
Let him out!
Barney, mate, just give me a minute. We'll move this thing and... Fuck! Jake!
Is it on the computer?
Yeah. Mr. Smith, what can I do you for?
I wanted to have a word with you.
Can you give us a minute?
What was all that about today? It was some performance, right? All the boys are saying you should get an Academy Award.
Sorry, mate, I'm just under a bit of pressure at the moment, you know?
Are you calling in deals? Is that what this is about?
No, God, no. It's just the schedule. You know what Hubbard's like.
Go home, Ray. Get some rest.
So, how's Leonard?
Hey?
Oh, I mean, Charlie. Any word?
If there's any change, I'll let you know.
Righto.
He comes home Christmas Eve, makes a couple of calls, takes the bike, and seemingly nothing else. Excuse me.
Edinburgh Blues. G'day, Uncle Gil. What's going on?
Where you going?
Jesus Christ, Smithy, walk up and scare the shit out of me.
Now, where you going?
I'm visiting my brother.
I know about the calls.
What?
Don't you dare. Don't you fucking insult me.
Hey.
Don't you fucking insult me.
Hey, I got nothing to hide, mate. Now, you listen to me. I got a message from him asking me to call him. I did. He never got back to me.
Where is he?
Did you hear what I just said? I don't know.
Where is
he? I don't fucking know.
Fuck is he?
Honest to God. Fuck. I don't have a fucking clue, Smithy.
What, you think me and Leonard fuck you over? All right. Why would I take you to his house then if I was in...
Oh, fuck, Smithy.
Where is he?
Fuck. Oh, okay. All right. I'm going to tell you. All right. I told him we had something going. But there is no way he had any idea where you'd stashed it. Mate, I didn't know where you kept it, and half of it was mine. I thought you were keeping it at your depot. So who was it then, eh? Who else might have known about it? Makes you wonder, doesn't it? Come on, mate. I know you've thought about it.
Ray.
Can you be ready to leave tonight?
Well, I don't know. Maybe. Well, yes.
I need you to be ready. Just wait for my call.
Me.
Working late?
Yeah, I was just leaving. So I'll see you at home.
I've got to ask you something. There's something you want to tell me? About Leonard?
I don't know what you're talking about. Don't
lie to me!
I'm not! Quick!
You stole from me. You burned down our house.
Stop.
With my fucking mother! Ah! Fucking friend!
Open the back.
Greg, it's...
Open the back! Open it!
What you doing? Mate, it's not what you're thinking. It was an accident.
What's in here, eh?
I can explain it. Come on, Jake. Let's just go sort this out.
You're the one who fucked up the grid.
Please, just put the shovel down. Come on, Jake. Talk to me.
I'll talk to the cops.
Ah!
Jake!
What is this? Huh? What's all that about?
What did he do to you?
Nothing.
You telling me the truth?
He didn't do anything.
When was he here?
He didn't hurt me.
I didn't ask you that. Just tell me when.
Day didn't show up.
You stay here and pack your stuff, okay?
He called, Billy! He called. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
The baby's fine, Mr. Yale. I'm so sorry about your friend, but listen, you're a real hero, you know that? She's gonna be okay.
Carla, where are you? No, I won't be long. I just have one more thing I have to do.
Come down the side and do it again.
Okay.
Raymond fucking Yale.
Killed you back.
You're like a deer in the headlights, you stupid fucking monkey. Go ahead, answer it.
You listening?
Yep.
Room 16, Cars Park Motel. You got 10 minutes.
Right, let's go. One man points his dick in the wrong direction, and here we are. Now I know why you're in such a hurry to submit over that square. Money. Hey, money.
Gary.
Ray.
What are you
doing? He's alone. I handcuffed him to the sink.
Who? Who's in there?
Oh, Jesus. Are you serious? Get in there.
Barney.
His ute's out back. His wife, Lauren, dobbed him in.
Good look in the books, eh, Ray? That's no great invention. Shit, I've done it myself. Trouble with blokes like this is, they get greedy. So blokes like you win. Kickbacks. Then they blackmail there for your share. Him and his wife have been doing it for a while. Then she discovered he's been nailing his secretary. Thank Christ for infidelity, I say. Now, Ray, this whole affair has really hurt me. You've been a decent worker for me in the past. And for the most part, you've saved me money. And if you fuck me again, I'll fuck you even harder! You understand? Right. Now get out of my fucking sight before I change my fucking mind.
Sorry. He says someone else knows.
Huh?
It's got nothing to do with this. It's been sorted out. I swear to you on my life.
Well, your life isn't worth much to me. Let's start this again. Who else knows? Hey.
Nobody.
Just tell him.
Hey, point the gun at me. Point the gun at me. She's got nothing to do with this.
She's got nothing to do with this.
Hey?
Hey, you got the wrong idea.
What the fuck were you doing in my place?
It's about something else. It's about a kickback at work. Look, I made a big mistake. I did the wrong thing and I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. But please, nobody else knows. I swear to you. Please let her go. Please.
I want the money you owe me.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so where is it? Huh?
It's in there.
Go get it.
Take it, please. Just let us go.
You. It's okay. Go get it.
Down there. Hey, open.
What? Wait, you
just shut up, mate. Do what I'm
telling you. You've got the money. Nobody
else knows. Why are you a fucking idiot?
It's okay. We'll be okay. We're going to be all right.
What the fuck?
to get found, so I hid. I started smoking just so I could quit, and I did. I got my street smarts playing dumb. I got real serious about having fun. Now I'm done, and it's over, 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 oh. 'Cause nothing ever works out the way I plan. Life is a mandala made of sand, and I've been doing best I can. Craziest thing you've ever heard. I just wanted something to believe in.